Please start the meeting. We're right at 6 o'clock. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Rockland City Council, Rockland Public Financing Authority and Successor Agency, January 10, 2017. If I could have our newly appointed council member, Jill Gallego, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jill. All right, Barbara, may we have roll call?
Councilmember Janda.
Present.
Councilmember Patterson.
Here.
Mayor, Vice Mayor Broadway.
Here.
Councilmember Gallego.
Here.
And Mayor Yule.
Here. Barbara and I have been discussing the beginning of our meetings, and We're going to try something a little new, so council certainly weigh in as we go. But I've asked that Barbara be able to read kind of the protocols of the meetings to the public, for the public.
Here we go. On behalf of the Rockland City Council and staff, I would like to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting. If you are here to speak on an item appearing on tonight's agenda, all items will be brought up for public comment before final action is taken. Speakers are requested to restrict their comments to the item as it appears on the agenda and stay within the required 5-minute time limit unless the time is adjusted by the mayor. If you are here to speak to an item not listed on the agenda, you can do so under citizens addressing the city council. Speakers are limited to 5 minutes, and the item must be under the jurisdiction of the Rockland City Council. As a reminder, the Brown Act does not permit the council to take action on items brought up under citizens addressing the council. Whenever any group of persons wishes to address the council on the same subject matter, it shall be proper for the mayor to request that a spokesperson be chosen. Although not required, it would be appreciated if speakers identify themselves by stating their name and the city of residence for the official record. Times will be monitored on the lectern. When time reaches zeros, please be seated. Regarding the consent calendar, all matters listed are considered to be routine in nature and are typically approved by one motion. The title is deemed to be read and further reading waived of any ordinances listed on the consent calendar. Any member of the public or city council member may comment on an item on the consent calendar before approval of the entire consent calendar, or may request the council to remove an item at the council's discretion from the consent calendar for further discussion.
Thank you, Barbara. And I know that's a lot to cover, and I trust you'll have that memorized by next meeting. Okay. All right. Now, moving on to an important item. Item, as you can see, the agenda has been modified. Item 3.5, the oath of office, swearing in our council member, Gallego. If you probably, Barbara, would you come? Yeah. We'll have you maybe just go down front there and certainly take some photos if there's anyone here for photos.
Ready to do it again? Okay, I write and state your name.
I, Jill Gallego.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I am to enter.
The duties upon which I am to enter.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. Again, welcome, Jill. We're glad to have you here. Now, let's get ready to work. Okay. Make sure I'm back on track. First item, any reports from boards, committees, or commissions, a verbal report? We haven't really had anything this year just yet.
Nope.
So I assume none. All right. Thank you. Agenda review. Any items from that would you like to be amended on the agenda? Council, anyone from the public? Consent calendar, is there any comments. I think I asked for comments or asked for input. Consent calendar, is there any desire to pull? I would like to actually pull item 11 on the consent calendar just for some discussion and clarification. Anyone from the public? Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Mr. Mayor, I move approve consent calendar, all items except for item 11.
Okay, thank you. We have, we have a motion.
I'll second.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, passes. Okay, I'll cover that item 11 if I would. As you note, that is the appointments, the items for the appointments and for the commissions. There were two areas of clarification that I just want to cover. One, there is the item, the Greater Sacramento Area Economic Council. That is, and it's my understanding that that is not a public meeting or subject to the Brown Act, I believe. And actually, I don't think really needs to be included in this list. If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected. So we can remove that. And the bylaws of the organization, of which Barbara researched again today, is that it's the CEO or the county exec who serves that on the board and can appoint to an elected, right? And typically, haven't been around very long, but typically it's to the mayor. Is that correct? And you'd served on it?
I served on it for 2 years as vice mayor and then mayor. Okay. It's certainly up to the city manager or county executive, but the board tends to prefer to have the mayors, although since we rotate quite a bit, it may help to have some consistency.
Yeah, fine. Well, for tonight's purpose, we'll just remove that item and let you move forward.
Powerful.
Yeah, didn't that? All that discretion. Goodness, it's windy out there. The other item is that we have a new committee, the Architectural Review Committee, and the idea is to have two council members, two planning commissioners, and it was kind of an oversight, I think, on council's part, or certainly my part, that there's to be staggered, and so every year, basically, we're appointing someone. So we're going to amend this to appoint one of the council members, one of the planning commissioners, to 1 year term. The other council member, as it's listed here, to a two-year term. And then a year from now, that one-year seat will be up again for appointment, and then will be now a new two-year term. And then from there forward, they'll be staggered. Does that make sense and clear? Okay. And then one other item, as you know, in my report, that there was a requirement to have these submitted into the agenda packet before we had a fifth council member. So my offering here is to fill these positions with the four council members, but I also mentioned that, I mean, there is opportunity, you know, very soon if someone might want to make some amendments, we can bring that back at a future council member, but I'd ask council maybe that we approve it as is tonight just for expediency's sake.
Sure.
On that, any input, comments from the public on item 11? All right, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 11 as amended.
I will second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes? Carries? The next, I'm looking at the revised the agenda and my old agenda, so I want to make sure I'm not that. Okay. Yes, we are on to special presentations, and item 16, the Placer County Library Literacy presentation, I believe, is it Angela Perron? Yes. I understand Mary George is ill tonight.
Right.
Sorry to hear that. All right, thank you. Come forward.
I'm Angela Perron, and I'm the Literacy Specialist with Placer County Library. I have the great honor of coordinating our adult literacy service that we call PALS, which stands for Placer Adult Literacy Service. We are growing very quickly right now, especially here in Rockland, and I wanted to just take a few moments of your time and just update you on what's going on with the literacy program at the library and here in Rockland in particular. So, who did we serve? Our fiscal year runs from July 1st through June 30th. So we just looked at statistics from July 1st of 2015 through June 30th of 2016, took a look at who we served in our library branches. Our program offers free, confidential, one-on-one tutoring to people in the library that want to improve reading, writing, spelling. Many are learning English as a second language. And we get a fair amount of people that are getting their GED as well. In addition to offering it in our 9 different branches throughout the county, we also go into Placer County Jail, both in Auburn and South Placer, and do one-on-one tutoring with inmates behind bars. We started June of 2015. We ended the month with 65 learners. And throughout that fiscal year, up until June of 2016, we added 119 new learners to our program. So in the last fiscal year, we served 184 people, which was amazing for us. 58 of them were right here in Rockland in the Rockland Library, and another 19 were in the South Placer Jail, right on the edges here. Who are the learners that we're serving? Pretty mixed between men and women. We had 110 were female, 74 males. And when it came to ethnicity, there was quite a breakdown, 89 Caucasian, 65 Latinos, and then a little 21 Asian and a couple of 4 African Americans and 2 Native Americans. Age-wise, it's all over the place. There's no commonality. What we see is that it's a tough thing for an adult to come forward and say that they're struggling literacy-wise, so to ask for that help can be quite a challenge, but we try to make our library a safe environment so that they feel safe and that they know that there's confidentiality. What are they learning? 94 of those people were just learning basic skills, reading, writing, spelling. Another 74 were learning English. There are people that want to get jobs, they want to be able to participate in their children's schools, but they need to improve their English in order to best do that. And then another 16 people were getting their GED. Went too far. Our jail initiative this last fiscal year, we served 31 people in the jails themselves, both behind bars before they were released. We've seen a steady increase in our program. 2012 and 13, we were down to only 11 learners, and we've climbed this last fiscal year, hitting 184. We expect this increase to continue as we add to our program. We have introduced into the Rockland Library a learning center, which is a display that is a place where the public can check out learning materials, both for adults and children. Things like flashcards, resources to get for citizenship resources, DVDs with subtitles, that kind of thing. We've also added a conversation club here in Rockland, which is a place for people to come. It's every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:30. It's just a safe place to practice English. People from all different countries that have all sorts of different first, second, third languages come together and just talk in English and practice. It's a resource to learn about our culture. For instance, we had one woman who came one day and was talking about her 4-year-old son and how she needed to register him for school. She had no idea about transitional kindergarten or that he was of that age and ready, so we helped match her up with the Rockland School District and get him enrolled in school. So it's things like that. We try to make those connections. We also formed a partnership with Placer School for Adults, and they are teaching ESL classes, English as Second Language classes, in our Rockland Library. They do a nighttime class there on Tuesday and Thursday, and just this month are introducing a daytime class from 12 to 2 on Tuesdays and Fridays, try and get those people that have kids in school and need to use that time. So what's next for us this fiscal year? We've added another employee to help with our literacy program to increase the amount of people that we service, and she's housed here in Rockland. We've also expanded into the world of digital literacy, so we are now offering computer classes at all of our different branches, including here in Rockland. And we continue to do the one-on-one tutoring out of all of our different branches as well. I'm just going to take a couple more moments of your time and introduce to you Sophie Bruno, who is the branch manager here in Rockland, and she's going to tell you a little bit about the library here in Rockland.
Thanks, Angela. Good evening, council members. I can't pretend to play the part of Mary George. She sends her regrets that she could not be here, but she is ill today. So as Angela said, my name is Sophie Bruno. I am the Rockland branch manager. I started my tenure in Rockland, it's been a year, last February. I was a youth services librarian in Auburn for 6 years and then spent 2 years in Granite Bay managing that branch and just started last year. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself and please encourage you to come by the library, stop in, introduce yourself, chat about ways that the library can help serve our residents. So if you haven't been in the library for a while, or even if you have, it's pretty much all new staff. In addition to me, we've hired 3 new clerks, including the one that Angela just mentioned, Rachel. Plus, we started our new youth services librarian started in June. I've been representing the library all over the places we can. So we've been at Hot Chili Cool Cars, at Sierra College's Mini Maker Fair. I went to the Twin Oaks Elementary School's Read Across America Day. So as a branch manager, as a public librarian, I'm always looking for new opportunities and new ways that we can really expand the library outside of our four walls. And our staff is so excited and enthusiastic about doing that sort of thing. We happily have expanded our hours over the last fall. We're now open until 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We have children's programs for youth Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 10:30. Kids can read to a canine companion second Tuesday of every month to polish their reading skills. We also have teen volunteers working with young children and our super reader training camp. So we try to offer a lot of – Rockland families are very important to the library in this community, so we try to offer a lot of opportunities and ways for families and children to polish their reading skills, literacy skills. Coming up in the near future, we're celebrating Harry Potter Day, actually all month, culminating in an event on the 18th of February. With all sorts of games and activities around the whole series for all ages. So you're all welcome to attend, really. And we just started talks with the Rockland Chamber and our Rockland Friends Group, hoping to host some sort of local authors fair. So look for details of that in the near future. Other than that, we still offer the latest and greatest in books and movies and TV and music, e-books, e-magazines. So come on in. Please introduce yourself, stop by, ask questions, chat. I really am always looking for new opportunities and new ways to partner as we serve our community and our residents. So thank you for having me and letting me take these 2 minutes of your time, and let me know if you have any questions.
Council, any questions? Either way. Ken, on your end?
Nope.
Jill? Only a comment, Sophie,
yes.
And thank you, both of you, for braving the weather,
That's
coming
awesome.
Out and giving a report. And we're very proud and pleased to have such a great library here in our in Rockland.
We hope to see you around.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Public hearings. It looks as though we have all of the items 18, 19, and 20 are continued off calendar. So we'll take no public hearing tonight. Moving on to reports. Yes, sorry. Oh, Barbara, sorry.
Excuse me, we skipped citizens addressing the council.
Oh, that's not a good thing to do in my first official meeting. Sorry. Well, I knew it was Ken Yorty,
I
was going to blow right through that.
But
sorry. Yeah, now's an opportunity for the citizens, for public record, for the citizens to address the council on any items that are not on the agenda.
Okay, this is not on the agenda.
Okay.
Anyway, my name is Ken Yorty, 4335 Midas Avenue in Rockland. Been here a while. I noticed a thing the other day on the consent calendar to rezone some property. And I guess I have comments that the citizens of Rockland and the past city council members and for decades and years and decades have come up with a plan for the city of Rockland. And I think that when we change that plan, we should give it the maximum possible exposure to the public, and I guess that's my comment, and you guys ought to think about that from a public policy perspective. That's all I had. Anyway, I'm out here because I'm also supporting a library.
Well, thank you, Ken. And I'm pretty sure that when we see a that zoning on the consent calendar, that's usually a second reading.
No, I don't think this was.
I believe Mr. Yorty's referring to the Planning Commission meeting on the 20th of December, and there was a consent calendar item that included a zoning review, a rezoning.
Sorry, was a public hearing not required? Usually they are.
Was this in relation to the property over
Rockland 60?
On West Oaks Boulevard.
Yeah, that was not a rezoning. That was a action by the Planning Commission to declare the property surplus.
Consistency finding.
Consistency finding.
Actually, I believe it was the Rockland 60 is what you're referring to, Mr. Yorty?
Yeah.
The Rockland 60, and that was the lots D and F, and it was rezoning of those. Those were set aside for landscaping, I believe, and that was on the...
Yeah. If that's the case, these were small pieces, about as big as this desk, in the middle of a subdivision.
I think if you're referring to those two lots, D and F, that wasn't a rezoning. That was Oak Vista. That was tentative map?
Tentative subdivision map.
Yeah. We'll go back and pull it and send it to you guys. But
I guess my point is we need to treat these things carefully. And
yeah,
the citizens
have
played a big
a
part in the growth of Rockland. And we don't want to just go ahead and change it. I think we should have maximum public input.
That's a valid point. And I, like I said, I think we usually do. I would be interested. I actually received a call, which I've not yet been able to return, from someone today referencing that parcel or that issue. So maybe that's what it's about. So I would be interested too, maybe, to hear.
Well, all rezones do require public hearings, so this was not a rezone.
I don't think it was a public hearing, though. He's making it on the consent calendar versus a...
Yeah, I mean...
But for the record, too, one can always pull something from the consent calendar.
But I don't come to all the meetings.
Yeah.
You guys are...
Well, I wish you did, Ken, because it's always good to see you.
I know.
All right. But no, good point, and thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We'll be happy
Welcome
to research
new members
this item, but for the public record, it was not a rezone.
Okay.
So I don't want people to think we skipped a beat or did something,
good.
But we'll clarify and we'll send you an email with that information.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll copy the council.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else? All right, and then I will close the public hearing. And as already stated, 18, 19, and 20 have been continued off calendar. So we're moving into reports for city officials, discussions, and potential action items. Item 21, National League of Cities annual membership.
Council, the city belonged to the National League of Cities for quite some time, but we dropped it in around 2011, I think, if my memory serves, due to financial reasons. We reinstated a couple of years ago at the request of the city council, specifically council member Magnuson. This is about the $4,500 annual membership fee, and from my perspective and the perspective of staff, it really serves no real benefit. Again, I'm talking about the National League of Cities, not the California League of Cities. But since it was originally requested by the council, we wanted the council to weigh in and decide if you wanted to continue that membership or not.
Okay. And also, just this is not an action item. It's at your discretion largely, but I think council had asked to participate before.
Well, again,
your recommendation was to remove it some time ago, and then
it's up for renewal, and yeah. I hate to write the check.
Yeah, you don't want to write another check for $4,500. Okay,
yes.
So I would open the floor to council for any questions.
Oddly, interestingly, this showed up on the agenda, and I started getting Facebook ads from the National League of Cities. So I don't know if it's coincidence. But I did talk with some council members from other cities about this organization, and I think I would support us just go ahead not paying our residents' taxpayer dollars to this organization.
Well, Councilmember Patterson, thank you for reaching out, because I did not have the opportunity but wanted to do so. So that was going to be my question, Mr. Horst, is relative to other cities. Do we know how many in our area are even involved and participate?
There are a number that are involved. They're frankly involved because members of the city council choose to serve on committees and things at the national level. We've kind of focused our needs here locally, regionally, and then on the state level. It's here to provide assistance, but a lot of what they do, it's almost irrelevant because, for instance, they may work with the EPA on stormwater, and they roll out regulations, but when it gets to California, they change them all, and it's a whole different set of regulations. So lobbying up there doesn't really benefit our ability to handle those type of things here. My 30-plus years in this business, I've never seen a benefit from the National League. That's just my opinion. Others do, but I think the issues we have, I mean, if we were a Baltimore or larger city, that might feel a little differently, but I think our activity should continue within the California League. That's where the benefit lies.
Yeah, well, I know from looking at their website and the different activities they participate in and their advocacy in Washington, those activities do tend to align with much larger municipalities. And when I look at the benefit that we would gain, I think the money could be better spent elsewhere. So I would agree with Mr. Patterson or Councilmember Patterson and yourself, Rick, that this is probably something we wouldn't continue.
Well, and I'd also like to just remind that during the downturn, we actually had a federal lobbyist as well, and so we were both a member of this organization, and we had a federal lobbyist down. Then during the downturn, we reined those both in, and I supported and still would support it. A city of our size, I don't think benefits, from either, and I think we just reinstated this for the year just because there was some interest, but. I would support not renewing the membership. Anyone else? Do you have enough direction?
I think I have the direction. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Number 22, announcements, brief reports on anything.
I think you had an item added to the agenda as 21.5 for Planning Commission appointments.
Yes. I had that on there. Why don't I see if there's any other announcements, if that's okay, and then I'll go to the Planning Commission vacancy issue. Is there any other announcements? Okay.
Nothing for me now.
I would like to take this opportunity a couple of things. One, I want to say, Chief Snyder, I know three structure fires, and I understand nobody was hurt. Thank you, and everything's okay at this point. Correct. All right. Thank you. And thank you to Public Works and everybody right now in this storm. It's messy. So appreciate all you're doing. I want to also just inform Council of Thursday, I'm going to be attending a tour of a shelter, homeless shelter, with Supervisor Holmes and others from the county at no expense to the city. But it's a place called COTS. It's a committee on the shelter. It's in Petaluma, and it's a sort of a transitional housing for homeless that has double the national placement for permanent residency placement than anyone else. So it's of interest, and I just want to let you know I'm going to attend that, and I'll report back. That is all I have there. So item 21.5, this is the Planning Commission vacancy. As you know, we now have a vacancy on the Planning Commission, and I think, staff, and we're looking for some direction on how will we proceed with filling that. So I would open up to anyone who wants to start. Greg, if you don't mind, Joe.
Sure. No, I'd recommend for consistency we keep sort of the same practice that we've done over the many years of soliciting applications, doing interviews. Be my suggestion.
I agree with Councilmember Janda that at minimum we should open this up. I don't know if we want some kind of quasi-abbreviated timeline, but at least inform the people who've applied for appointments in the past and then open it up again is something that I would support.
Okay.
I concur.
Jill?
I think the same is open it up again, let the people know that applied previously that we could reconsider their application or if there's anyone new.
Sure. I concur as well. And Barbara, you're getting really good at this. You've had a lot of experience here in the last 60 days. So do you need from us maybe a timeline, time frame?
Yeah,
Yes, please. So under the traditional process, we normally open it up for about a month. Do you, last time we did 2 weeks because of the – it wasn't in that traditional, you know, where we had a lot of time frame. So,
Mark Mundell, do you have any comments on that or regarding from Planning Commission hearings?
I do not. Council's discretion.
Okay.
Robert, just for clarification, traditionally when you do your two-month process, there's no vacancies. It's the normal reappointment, and you do it in advance of the vacancies.
We know well in advance who is terms are expiring, and we have a lot more time.
So the recent one was 2 weeks because there was a vacancy at the time.
Correct.
Yeah, I would recommend somewhat of an expedited.
Shorter than 30 days?
Sure. Like a two-week.
Because that's normally posted in the newspaper, so you've got a
newspaper,
timing issue there.
Or whatever allows us to notice
the website
properly.
And Facebook has been how we've handled it in the past.
So you're going to need to know a date for the interview as well, which I suspect you want to come out of this meeting with a date?
I wasn't prepared to come out with a date unless I just wanted to see where we were going to go, if we were going to keep it open for a month period or a short period and then go from there.
All right. So, but how will you?
So if we're looking at a two-week period, I mean, by the end of this week, we could probably get this posted on the website, and that would put us about the end of January, maybe special meeting the beginning of February. Or
right. Well, when you post it, don't you need a date for the interviews?
Correct.
Yeah. So you do need a date.
I wasn't, yeah.
I'll proceed however you want. If council would be prepared to.
Council, if I may, even if she posted on the website and all by Friday, we probably won't be able to hit the newspaper's deadline. So it could take a little bit longer. My recommendation is she put together a game plan, and then you can actually select your date at the next council meeting, or we can call you and coordinate a schedule with you.
I'm okay with that, but the next council meeting is the 24th, so that pushes us off.
Exhaust a couple weeks, right?
Well,
let's see.
Yeah, but it may. I don't know how long it will take to get the paper. You want a full 2 weeks in the paper, which means 2 weeks after it's put out, not 2 weeks from this Friday. If we miss the paper, we need all of it to have a full 2 weeks.
But I do think the mayor's correct. If we post by Friday, we do need to let the candidates know when.
I mean, if everyone would indulge us, I think we could come up with a date in February.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're right. Sorry. So maybe the first or second weekend in February. You have a council meeting on February 14th, perhaps the meeting prior, or the week prior to that. Week of February 6th.
I'm 10th. Yeah, shoot, I am out of town. Sorry, until. The week of the 14th. We could hold it prior to the council meeting if that would work for everybody.
On the 7th? I mean,
14th?
On the 14th. Those can go.
Depending on how many applicants.
A good couple hours, depending on how many applicants we get.
Yeah.
That might be a bit much. It might be.
I do realize Valentine's Day is probably not the. Yeah. And that's a good point. Don't tell my wife I suggested that.
It's a good excuse.
13th.
I'm available pretty much any time.
I would be available the 10th. The Friday the 10th. I'm just getting back though on
Friday evenings are difficult.
Ninth or 10th.
Usually do it in the evenings, right?
Yeah.
Would it be okay if I emailed everyone tomorrow when they have a chance to look at their calendars and look at that first or second week in February and then?
Does everybody have it?
I
can do any time the week of the 13th.
So can I.
I don't know if that works for you guys. But also I want to say if we're going to, if we're going to push it back to the 13th, we might as well give people to fill out the applications until like the 6th. You know what I mean? I don't think there's any sense in cutting off the applications.
Right. No. We'll just give them as much time as we can based on the date that we pick. Sure. Yeah, I'm available any day that week.
Okay. Other than Friday. I'm fine the 8th, 9th, 10th, and the 13th.
I could do the 9th. But
the 9th? Or okay. The 9th? That okay. Works.
Ninth. All right.
9th?
The 9th?
Ninth it is.
Okay, thank you.
At
I was just going to ask a start time.
We usually start that at 6 or earlier.
The last one started at 6. We started as early as 5. I think it's just based on everyone's schedule.
Yeah, it's sometimes a 5 is hard for some
yeah,
to get
I,
here.
I would keep it at 6.
But
right.
So 6.
No. I just
I'm anytime. I can do 5.
I could do 5 as well. It's just that it is
pressing. I could do 5, but even for some of the applicants,
all
that
right.
Might be.
Well, for
Ken?
Those who can come at 5.
5 o'clock right. Is fine.
All right.
I think that's a pleasure. 5 o'clock on yeah.
Thank you.
5. 5 on the
night. All right. Sorry. That's always painful. Try to sort out the dates. Okay. City manager report?
If I could just take 2 minutes and elaborate on just a little bit on one of the stories wrapped up with the fire department and the public works. We had a large oak tree that fell on a home and put a very large hole in the roof. And the fire department responded, and, of course, for safety reasons, got everyone out. But the firefighters went in to retrieve as much of the stuff they could so it wouldn't be ruined by the rain. Public Works showed up, and they trimmed away some of the trees, take off the weight, and brought in our tree contractor to remove the tree. But then firefighters went back later. And they built support beams and waterproofed it at the same time. Mm. Not every city goes beyond. So, and that's just an example of what our people do routinely, and they never get noticed, never get appreciated. But I just wanted to share that we have people that are true public servants. They're not employees.
Thank you for pointing that out, and I couldn't agree more.
Right. Thank you for that.
All right. Item number 24, city attorney communications.
I have nothing to report.
Future agenda items, council. I would like to remind us that we had talked about having an update on the Rockland Lincoln Shared Fire Services. I'm not sure. And in the past we'd have a 2x2 meeting or 2x2 committee, and I was thinking that maybe we don't need to have a 2x2 committee established at this point, but maybe for the entire council to hear an update. Would there be any reason not to do that?
That would be fine. Lincoln's expecting the 2x2 committee report, though, and we can just report to there too. But it was originally set up for the 2x2 committee.
I hadn't heard of any dates or anything.
I hadn't set a date, but the original, what was extracted was to give the committee the report. We're happy to give it to the full council, but we just, and we'll just tell them that we'll report to there, too, if that's what they want, how they want to handle it.
Well, what was there anticipation that we might hear this on the 24th?
We could. Part of the purpose of the meeting wasn't just to report, but also to, if there was discussions about changing or amending the agreement in any way, shape, or form. So I think that was the purpose for the committee, because if we tweaked the agreement or formulated additional policy revisions, that would come back to the full. We can do it in reverse order, though. We can report out our findings to the city council and then hold a 2x2 with them because we need to share information directly with each other.
I mean, having been on that committee in the past, I mean, it's a step I don't think needs to be taken at this point. I would almost rather have the entire council hear an update and then, take if there's a 2x2 meeting.
Would you just allow us to communicate that to Lincoln so they don't think we're getting out ahead of them then?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Chief, when do you think you'll be prepared to do that? Can you do it at the council meeting?
The council meeting on the 24th?
24th or perhaps the next one at the latest.
I prefer the next one would be a better option because we're still working on putting that together. This first one is a little bit of a challenge, too, because if you look through the wording of the agreement, it talks about that the January, no later than February 1st, review is typically an annual review. But unfortunately, you know, because we just signed it as of July 1, this is actually a six-month review. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not ready to report out on a full annual or a year-long agreement because we've only been in it for 6 months. So it's a little bit of a challenge. It's almost as if our annual review, for all intents and purposes, is going to be at the 18-month mark.
So we'll be prepared, though, at the first meeting in February, which is the 14th?
I believe it's the 14th.
Yeah, okay.
Fitting. Red, Valentine's Day. Makes sense.
Okay. Well, then, if there's any issues that comes up regarding we desperately need a 2x2 before then, we could tackle that at the meeting. But, again, like I said, I think it's just more important that the entire council hear the entire report, especially with everyone, with new folks here. It's 2x2s may be efficient, but I think it's just better if we collectively hear that. Okay.
I'm actually in a strategic planning session with the Lincoln Council Thursday, portion of Wednesday and Thursday. I can bring that up with them at that point and find out what their desire is. And we'll have to schedule it on opposing days, so I can't be in two places at once. But, Rick, do you have an interest in me doing that then?
Sure. Yeah, and I'll give Matt a call as well.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else on that? Future strategic planning items? Ken, you got...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. So we do have a strategic planning session set for later this month. Is that correct? I'm not sure if everyone's...
Friday the 27th, 8:30 to 12:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 8:30 to 12:30?
Well, they don't sometimes go that long, but...
Not to go beyond 12:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken, you looked... You had...
No, I have...
Okay. All right. Public financing authority, no action required. City Council acting as successor agency, no action required. Next item is closed session.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, before we move into that, if I may,
yes.
one thing. I do want to formally recognize and welcome Chief Chad Butler as moving from the interim position to our chief. I was thrilled to receive that email and very happy to have you taking on the position formally as our police chief. So welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And thank you, Ken, for bringing that up. It's written right here to say at the announcements and brief reports. And so I apologize for that, my oversight. All right. Thank you and welcome.
And Mayor, Council members, I apologize for not letting you know before, but there was no need for closed session tonight, so we will not be meeting in closed session.
I know you're disappointed.
Well, okay. That's horrible news. Well, I guess then on that note, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
That might be close to a record.
What are you doing here, Paul?